Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the Stats with an End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat with me and head coach of Chat Prep's basketball team, Mr. Chris Young Collins. Coach, congrats on making it back to the state tournament for the second straight year as head coach. How do you feel about where your team is right now?
At this very moment, man, I feel great. This is an amazing experience. It's an amazing opportunity as a second-year head coach of Chattanooga Prep basketball to get these young men back to the state. And once again, I tell them all the time, you know, we're just not going to the state just because we told, you know, just because we're there, we want to go and, you know, make a name for ourselves and go, you know, and win another gold ball.
You opened the state tournament against Santa Fe this year. How do you feel about this matchup and your side of the bracket?
Santa Fe. We had Santa Fe in the second round last year, and they had a stud ball player. I call him Megatron. Aiden Slaughter is his name. I'm sitting up here watching film on him this year. He's way better this year than he was last. We played them in the second round last year, and he ended up scoring 43 out of their 53 points. And, man, he's averaging 39 to 40 points a game this year.
Wow.
He's a Mr. Basketball Award finalist right now. And, you know, I just told the guys, you know, we're going to have our hands full again this year with him. But, you know, I like our chances. If we go in, stick to the game plan, stick to the scouting report, and most importantly, you know, me just telling those guys just to stay disciplined on both ends of the court and just play basketball, and we'll be in good shape.
That has to be kind of intimidating too, knowing that you've already seen him, so you can build around that, but also kind of seeing what he's averaging and that he's improved. Does that kind of get in your head a little bit, or is it pretty much just, we've seen this guy before, we can beat him, we know that we can beat him?
Well, you know, it also goes back to me and my coaching staff beefing up our non-conference schedule. Early on in the season, we played against 4 and 5A schools, teams out of Atlanta, teams out of Florida, the best teams in Tennessee, and we played guys 6'4", 6'5", of this guy's caliber that we're going to play against on Wednesday. So, once again, the boys are not new to it. They know what I'm expecting from them on a defensive end, because once again, you know, we've played guys of his stature before, so, you know, once again, just hopefully the guys come in and on Wednesday and just, once again, just stick to the game plan and just, you know, do better defensively than what we've been accustomed to in the past.
And last year, your game started much later in the day, and your earliest was at 12:45 in the afternoon. This year, your latest game would be 11 a.m. at the latest. How does that affect your team?
Man, right now, me and my coaching staff, after this week, once we go on spring break, like starting tomorrow, actually, we have early practices. All our practices is just going to be early just so we can get those guys acclimated to time changes, acclimated to playing early, because once again, you know, we used to playing around 6:30, 7 o'clock. Even last year, we had late games, what, 3, 4 o'clock? So this year, you know, they kind of changed the format of it where we'll be playing 11 o'clock. You know, Lord willing, we win on Wednesday. We'll play again Friday at 9 o'clock, and then the championship game Saturday, which is at 11. So right now, we just scheduled our practice times between those times, between 9 and 12 and 1 o'clock, just so we can get those guys, you know, acclimated to the time change. You know, my big worry for my guys is just staying disciplined. Part of us being disciplined is, you know, now I know these guys, they don't go to bed about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So now they're going to have a strict, a strict regimen on, you know, going to bed early, getting up early, and once again, man, just getting acclimated to these new time changes and playing.
I guess a plus would be it is spring break next week, so you can kind of use that to your advantage and kind of take that time to get that sleep schedule right beforehand. So that's a bonus too. I didn't even think about having spring break next week.
Yeah, the only thing, that it can be a gift and a curse. Knowing them, they on spring break now. I know they bed schedule's gonna change. I know they're gonna go to bed probably about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So
yeah.
It could be a gift and a curse.
Man, I had my share of that too when I was in college and high school and all that too. So I understand that. So is it safe to say that the sucker will make another appearance in this year's tournament as you did last year?
Always. You're gonna see the sucker. Always. And I'm waiting for Tootsie Roll. Message me back on Instagram. I don't know if Tootsie Roll company can hear me, but you know, hey, we need you, Tootsie Roll.
Oh, definitely. Get those Tootsie Pops.
Everybody gonna have them this year. We keep it Tootsie rolling business right now.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have some too over in the media section and just have our own too, so we can all be on the same train. Because, I mean, that was a good luck charm. That was a good luck charm last year.
It is. Look, if you see me run out or if I just mistakenly just, if it swings out my hand, I need one of y'all to come over there and give me another.
Oh, yeah. We got your back for sure. We got your back for sure.
I appreciate that. appreciate it.
Well, Coach, good luck this next week. Enjoy part of the spring break that you get. I know you're going to have practices and everything and keep preparing for the tournament, but good luck in the tournament. We can't wait to see what y'all do, and we'll be up there on Wednesday supporting y'all.
I appreciate that, Nick.
Yes, sir.